out there for a second straight week.
Well, we just didn't play well enough all day.
How would you describe the difference between the first half and the second half, specifically offensively?
Well, we had some opportunities in the first half. We didn't take advantage of very many of them. And it just wasn't good enough. And they did a better job than we did. I mean, that's all there is to it.
How would you describe the Jets' defense today? Because they clamped down on Moss and Camardi in the second half.
Yeah, they did a good job. They did a good job.
What did you see they were going after with Darius Butler? He seemed to have a second half penalties.
Well, just overall as a defense, we didn't do well enough. You know, you give up 28 points. That's not going to win many games in this league. Scoring 14 and turning it over three times isn't going to win many either. So we just didn't make enough plays in the game. I mean, that's all there was to it.
Bill, on the Woodhead signing, what went into that?
We had a roster spot and thought he could help us.
How impressive were the Jets to you today?
They did a good job. Played better than we did. Coached better than we did. Did a good job.
Was there anything they were doing specifically to get you guys kind of out of rhythm in the second half, stuff you hadn't seen?
No, I mean, I think they pretty much do what they do. You know, they did it better than we did it. So you just got to give them credit for that. I don't think it was a, you know, fancy trick game. It was just a football game that they executed better than we did.
In general, because it is such a long season, you clearly maintain a level keel, even keel yourself. Other teams tend to go up and down. Clearly, is the even keel approach the way you think it ought to go, or is that just American personality?
I think you need to try to get better every week. It's a long season. A lot of weeks to practice and prepare and play. I hope we can get better every week. Other teams are getting better, too. You know, we just got to get better at a faster rate than our opponents.
Why'd you choose to leave with the two timeouts?
Well, after they made the last first down, that was, you know, we couldn't really get the ball back.
Did you get a good look at what happened on the sack fumble?
Oh, yeah, it looked like Taylor beat us inside. I don't know, you guys probably saw it better than I did. What happened? I don't know.
So, offensively in the second half, how much did any of the way you attacked the Jets change without Revis in the game?
I don't think it changed much.
Sanchez, three touchdowns today from a young quarterback.
Yeah, he played well. I mean, their whole team played well. So they did a good job.
Did they just change their mood in the second half or just execute better in the second half?
I thought they played pretty good the whole game. You know, they made some plays, we made some plays, but, you know, they played well in the second half. They made more than we did in all three phases of the game. So I don't know what else there is to say.
How big a momentum shift was it that they got the field goal before going off the field in the first half?
You never want that to happen. You know, scoring a touchdown there and taking a lead, we were in bad position there. But, yeah, you don't want to give up those 3 points.
Is there anything to the fact that this is 7 losses in your last 9 road games, or do you think there's no character? Could any of the problems last year in the road be?
We'll start 0-0 the next game we play, home away, whatever it is. So score will be nothing at the start of the game. Team that plays the best will probably win, just like it always is.